Learning with Yehuda Ravadi Yosef, we're in Shalom Yehuda Chavadad Chelik Dalet tonight. Siman Mem Aleph. A question we've dealt with before, but he brings an interesting wrinkle to it. Somebody who just finished a meat meal and accidentally made a bracha on a dairy dessert. Right? We've been talking about what brachot you have to make on dessert. Okay. Let's say it's not within the context of a bread meal. He ate steak. Okay, good. And now he's having dessert later and needs a bracha. He makes a shakol niyabidvaro on ice cream. And before everybody jumps, the only ice cream he should be making a bracha on is dairy ice cream. I don't have a pyre of ice cream. Dairy ice cream. Dairy ice cream. So what do you do? He has two options in front of him right now. You can't just... what you cannot do is say, oh, just grab something else, shakol. That doesn't work. You intended for your shakol to be on the ice cream. You can't just grab a cup of soda and say, oh, I meant it for... You didn't. If you meant it on everything, that's good. You meant it on all the dessert. There's a dessert table. There's ice cream. There's, candy and soda. So you meant for the whole table, but fine. But let's say you didn't. You just took a tub of ice cream. You took a spoonful. You said, oh, broken out to make a bro. And you're like, oh, what? Just had meat. Now what? So what did you do? So we have to figure out, well, you have two options. You eat the ice cream or don't eat the ice cream. Okay. So don't eat the ice cream. What do you mean? You just had meat. So, we have to figure that out. So the Gemara says, Gemara Chulin, that you're not allowed to eat dairy after meat. That, we know. How long?
After, with.
See, the Gemara even says after. The Gemara, certainly with, and the Gemara says after. Now, Dr. Sagler points out, you're not allowed to eat it with midaraita. Later, it's only midrabanan. Okay, how long?
6 hours.
So, the Gemara doesn't say...
No, I just said 1 meal to the next.
So the Gemara, maybe, the Gemara there even doesn't even say that. The Gemara just says that was the practice of one of the Amoraim. The Gemara leaves it somewhat like, don't do it, you have to wait. And the Gemara is open-ended. So the Rambam says 6 hours. 6 hours! You have to wait 6 hours. Why? That's the amount of time they used to wait between meals. They used to eat 1 meal and 6 hours later, you have to wait for the next meal. Meaning, don't eat it in the same meal means wait for the next meal. The next meal was 6 hours away, you gotta wait 6 hours. And Tosfot there says, when the Gemara says you're not supposed to eat it in the same meal, they meant in the same meal. So what should you do? Say Birkat HaMazon, finish the first meal, wait a little bit, wait an hour, and then you can have it again, no problem. No problem. So the Rambam writes 6 hours, Tosfot says an hour plus Birkat HaMazon. The Shulchan Aruch writes 6 hours. No questions, they have 6 hours. Exactly 6 hours into the 6th hour, 5.5 hours, we'll fight about that another time. Okay, so 6 hours, and the Shulchan Aruch writes 6 hours, and the Rama, writing for the Ashkenazim, writes, no, the Minhag is 1 hour plus for Birkat HaMazon, and all the Ashkenazi Achronim jump on him and say, no. You're right, technically that's okay, but we don't do that. We don't do that. Okay, so fine. So if you eat, so we'll get back to our case. You had steak and then you made a bracha on ice cream. Not allowed to eat the ice cream. Because if you don't eat the ice, because it's your derabanan. It's not 6 hours, it's within 6 hours. What would happen if you don't eat the ice cream? Right, bracha levatala, you already made a bracha. You made a bracha, shakol nimidvaro. So now what? So you have to figure out, okay, bracha levatala. So what's the level of probis of bracha levatala? The Rambam writes, it's daraita. The Rambam writes, if you make a bracha that you don't need, if you make a bracha on ice cream and don't eat the ice cream, that's a bracha levatala. You violated one of the Ten Commandments. Lo tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav. And Tosfot, Rabbi Yitam says, whoa, what is shav? Is it not true that blessed are you God, King of the universe, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, shehakol nihya bidvaro? Everything came into existence because he said so? It's true. It's true. You didn't lie. It's an accurate statement. If I were to get up now and say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, praise. Blessed are you, God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the tree. It's true. He does create the fruit of the tree. So Tosfot says, look, we don't want you to make brachot for no reason. That's an Isur D'Rabbanan. But as long as you didn't lie, you didn't violate. Lo Tisa Hashem Elokecha L'Shav means, I swear that the sky is red. The sky's not red. I swear that this is green. It's not green. Blue. Right? That's when you lie. But you don't violate the Isur D'Oraita, according to Rabbi Nitam, unless you use Hashem's name and lie. Dvar Sheker. But if you're telling the truth, you didn't violate any Surah D'Oraita. You only violated any Surah D'Rabbanan. Okay, so now let's do math. Yeah, have you already made the Verchani ice cream? You don't do that. But you did. So what are your options? If you eat the ice cream, you violate any Surah D'Rabbanan of eating dairy after meat. Okay? But if you don't eat the ice cream, okay, so you saved yourself from not eating dairy after meat, but now you have a bracha levatala. So what's bracha levatala? The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam that bracha levatala is nisur d'oraita. So Rav Avadya says, okay, so what are your options? You're running out of options. So what are you going to do? If you eat the ice cream, you violate nisur d'rabanan. And if you don't violate, if you don't eat the ice cream, you violate nisur d'oraita of bracha levatala. You can only go for what you meant. Only if you intended it. You didn't intend it, doesn't count. You can't just grab something else if you didn't have it in mind. Only if you had it in mind. So, if you eat the ice cream, you violate any Surah D'Rabbanan. If you don't eat the ice cream, you violate any Surah D'Oraita. So he says, in this ironic case, you have to eat the ice cream. Because otherwise, you have to taste the ice cream. We'll get to that moment. Otherwise, you violate any Surah D'Oraita. Because you're stuck. If you do, if you don't. If you're violating something, you don't have a choice. So better to violate the D'Rabbanan than to violate the D'Oraita.
If you suck into another item they have in mind, what level of...
It sounds like it should be a D'Oraita also, that this shouldn't count.
Is that?
Yeah, it should be a D'Oraita. Now, how much ice cream can you eat? Now, you can't sit there and eat the whole tub.
No, you can just put it on your tongue.
Just the taste, yeah, because you need the bracha, not the be levatala. So once you take one spoon, the bracha is not levatala, so it's good. You can't keep eating. That's just some. Yep. Yep. Whatever's on the spoon, take it and that's it. Yeah.
Is that considered eating?
Yeah. Oh, so Eli is referring to the next page. Rav Avadya says, oh, maybe, you know, I got a better, another reason for you. Maybe it's not even considered achila. Maybe it's not even achila. You know why? It's not achila. Because what are you going to eat a little bit like this? Maybe when it comes to Nisur D'Rabbanan, if you only like put a little bit on your tongue, that's not asur even. So now what are your options? If you eat the ice cream, maybe you did nothing wrong because you're not eating it. You're taking a little bit on your tongue. And if you don't eat the ice cream, it's sure all right for halavatala. Certainly you should taste it. Certainly you should taste it. He then says, well, wait a minute. This is already the next level. There's a machloket. Let's say you're going to eat something that's not allowed. You're going to eat non-kosher. Do you make a bracha? You make a bracha. Let's say you have a chole and needs to eat non-kosher. Does he make a bracha?
No.
Someone wants to eat non-kosher, you do not make a bracha. Correct, but we do not make... So that's why it's a machloket? Correct, so but yes. It's a machloket rishonim, because at the end of the day... No, but at the end of the day, Hashem did create the meaning... Shehakol wasn't hiyabit varo, it's true. And you are getting benefits. It's true. Shulchan Aruch writes no bracha.
No bracha.
The machloket rishonim though. So Rav Avadya says, well, wait a minute. So maybe we said, look, if you eat the ice cream, you violate Nisur D'Rabbanan. And if you don't eat the ice cream, you violate Nisur D'Oraita. He says, maybe if you eat the ice cream, it's still Nisur D'Oraita. Of bracha levatala. You know why? Are you allowed to eat ice cream after meat? No. So you're not allowed to, so the bracha doesn't work. The bracha doesn't even work for the ice cream because the ice cream you're not allowed to eat. Devar asur. So he says, no. There's a difference between ice cream that technically speaking you're allowed to eat, it's just at the wrong time, than non-kosher meat, pig, that you're not allowed to eat at all. That is no bracha. But you'll tell me that ice cream is already, it's something that's mutar. It's just the wrong timing. So then, that's not an issue. So that's too much.
What violation is that?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm assuming that it's not going to work. The Hesach Hadat will make it a D'Oraita again because it's going to be a Bracha L'Vatala. Meaning, you have the options, just to summarize. If you eat the ice cream, you violate any Surah D'Rabbanan, or nothing. And if you don't eat the ice cream, you violate any Surah D'Oraita. So better to violate the Surah D'Rabbanan or nothing than the Surah D'Oraita, better to taste it. He points out that according to the Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah, who holds that bracha levatala is not necessarily d'oraita, the whole calculus would be off. But for us, you need to taste the ice cream at the very least.